It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from Washington, D.C. Ran into Kelsey Kemp, Associate Director, Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I think we got it all in there, didn't we?
I think so.
Okay, a little background. How'd you end up here?
So I studied agriculture communications at Cal Poly, and upon graduating, I came out to D.C., started at Farm Bureau for a little bit, and then came on over here to do government affairs at NCBA.
Government affairs, it's kind of broad. So where do you really kind of, where is your corner of that, if you will?
I assist on a range of issues on our business team, helping out with cattle markets, tax and trade issues, as well as appropriations. And I also cover some processing capacity issues.
All right, so let's dig in. Packers and stockyards, what do we need to be watching there?
So we have a request in the appropriations process this year to defund some rules coming out of USDA under the Packers and Stockyards Act. So these rules would severely limit the ways that cattle producers can choose to market their product, which we don't think is good for the industry. And so it's our goal to defund those rules through the appropriations process this year.
Now, checkoff, that's another area you're watching as well, I imagine.
That's right. So recently we've seen some efforts to do away with the checkoff or to limit the ways that they can operate. And the checkoff is the greatest tool that our industry has to promote our product and to increase consumer demand. So our producers value the checkoff. For every dollar that they invest into it, they see nearly 12 in return. So it's a really, really important tool that we have. We have seen some efforts to make a play to dismantle the checkoff through the Farm Bill process. So that's something that we're watching, something we're being very diligent about, and sending the message that this is a tool that real farmers and ranchers use and value, and making sure that they can continue to in the future.
If at some point in the future they decided it didn't serve their purpose, could they end the checkoff on their own?
So producers do have the choice to vote for a referendum. In order to do that, 10% of producers are required to sign a petition for a referendum. There was an effort to do that a few years ago, and that 10% was never reached. And even with an extension of the 12 months allowed to get those signatures, that goal couldn't be achieved. And so that tells us that real producers really do value their checkoff, and there are systems in place that if the checkoff ever didn't serve and do what it was supposed to do, then there are avenues that could be taken to fix that.
Okay, so we've talked about some things that are on the front burners for you. Is there something else that you're kind of watching? It's not quite a front burner issue. Maybe it's on the back. Maybe it's not even on the stove yet. But is there anything else that you're keeping an eye on as well?
Sure. So in the processing space, we have seen some efforts to increase processing capacity. We saw during COVID that when certain parts of our supply chain break down, that can have ripple effects and really affect the rest of the industry. So there have been some programs that have come out of USDA to give processors some funding to expand their capacity or to start new processing plants. That's something I'm keeping my eye on, and we're awaiting some more announcements from USDA to for more of those funds to be awarded. And Congress has a few ideas for how to solve this problem as well, and we're keeping our eye on those and listening to our producers and finding out what's working best for them.
So good to see you. Thanks for the work you're doing, and hope you have a great summer here as well, and it's a productive summer as you work on the Hill.
Thank you so much.
Kelsey Kim, Associate Director, Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C. It's the Agribusiness Report.